Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And every Thursday at this time, we look forward to catching up with our Hall of Fame friend, Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And we've now added our KDK Radio YouTube page. So, Bill, now you're YouTubed, you're streaming, you're all the things you ever wanted to be.
I feel very secure, Larry. Thank you for letting me know that.
Hey, I know you're a big golf fan. I know you love to play the game and you enjoy watching it. I was curious your thoughts overall on the U.S. Open and how the course in Pittsburgh looked around the world.
As I watched those great players struggle time after time and get upset, I kind of remember the times I played Oakmont. And I kind of figure that the way that course was this week, I could have played it in 7.5 hours.
That's good stuff.
I would have stopped counting after the 75 on the front nine and then let the rest of it do what it may. But you know, it's fitting that the only man under par won the tournament. And he had to birdie the last two holes to do that. And that putt he made at number 18, it was unbelievable. It was fun in a way, but it was sardonic in another way. You just hate to see great players be humiliated, but that's what Oakmont does, and that's what the U.S. Open does. And, you know, they're very happy if nobody breaks par. But give J.J. Spahn credit. He had it when it was there for the taking.
I remember watching Bill one afternoon, Rory McIlroy getting so upset in the tee box that he actually broke a tee marker with the club.
Yeah, and at least he didn't take that act into the locker room like one of the other players did and caused some damage. And I think that player should be dealt with severely. Yeah. Golf is a gentleman's game, and you just don't let your emotions go that far. And I think the USGA and maybe the PGA will have something to say about what Wyndham Clark allegedly did. And, you know, that's just wrong. Like I say, take your lumps, smile, and come back the next time. And some, I guess, players refuse to accept that.
You know, for some of our listeners who don't know about this incident that took place in the locker room, there's heavy damage to the front of a locker. It looks like somebody went after it with a golf club.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say, Bill, he got thrown out of Oakmont forever.
Yeah, and rightfully so. But at least he didn't do the damage to one of their great greens. And, you know, you've seen players do that, but certainly not at Oakmont. At least it didn't happen this time around. And what is it going to be, 8 more years until we get another one there? I fondly remember the 94 Open, A, because of the O.J. Simpson saga, and B, it was so hot that week. I mean, it was brutally hot. And, you know, Ernie Els ended up winning the thing, and through a good friend, Judge McGregor, who had belonged to Oakmont, and then I knew him from Alcoma, you know, he arranged for us to get Ernie Els live, and that was kind of a thrill right after he wins the U.S. Open, and we had him on the air. So, you know, great memories about Opens at Oakmont.
$4.3 million to J.J. Spahn for a golfer who was almost ready to quit the season before. So good for him. Get with that comes a bunch of exemptions and a bunch of accolades for him and his wife and two young daughters. All right, I want to ask you about T.J. McConnell. This young man,
wow.
How about he comes in for injured Halliburton for the Indiana Pacers, off the bench, scores 18 points, and they put Halliburton back in, and they end up losing, and now they could be eliminated tonight. Talk about T.J. McConnell, because I know you love hoops. What a story he is.
Well, I know the family pretty well. Susie, of course, was a great player and a fine coach at University of Pittsburgh and Duquesne. And, you know, as a matter of fact, his brother was in my house recently, having made a visit after I came home from the hospital. And, you know, he talked very proudly of his brother. And, you know, a lot of people are surprised he's still in the league. But give him credit, he has persevered, and he accepts the role of coming off the bench. He shoots the ball well. He plays the game the way it should be played. And my hat's off to TJ and the entire McConnell family.
Do you have any thoughts about this next game in the NBA final, Bill?
I don't follow it that closely, but something tells me that Oklahoma City's just a little too strong, and we'll see if that translates into a win or if it goes to Game 7. But, you know, I kind of think the Thunder are going to do just that. They're going to thunder.
Speaking of thunder, we'll have some thunder today. Tomorrow's the summer solstice, and it's going to get into the mid-90s next week. So, Bill, please hydrate and use proper protection from the sun up there on the lake.
Larry, and I plan to play golf on Sunday, and I haven't done that since my recent health challenge. But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a scramble, so if I just chip and putt, that'll be sufficient. And I'll give you a report next week as to how I did and how our team did. Unless, of course, we finish in last place, which because of me is very possible.
And in that case, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Bill, have a great weekend. Thank you, partner.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy it as always.
The great Bill Hillgrove, our Hall of Fame friend on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up, more on the passing of Lou Christie at the bottom of the hour with Paul Rasmussen and an update on all the breaking news. This is a celebration of Juneteenth, the newest federal holiday, and surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, a lot of people don't know the history, but I do know a man who does. Sam Black with the Heinz History Center is an expert and joins us on the Big K Morning Show as the Director of African American Programs. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sure you have found over the years that a lot of people don't know what Juneteenth is.
Oh, yes. It's a growing holiday, male holiday, but for over a century was a sort of cultural celebration recognized by African Americans to recognize freedom and liberation.
So let's talk about the details of what happened in Galveston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Civil War was basically over, officially over. Lee had surrendered Appomattox, and President Lincoln had begun to work on what to do with the nearly 4 million formerly enslaved people that he had emancipated in 1863. But as wars go, not everything sort of ceased at the same time. And so some of the battles and skirmishes continued to take place in the South, and especially in Texas. One of the interesting aspects of Texas is that by June of 1865, when the territorial commander, General George Granger, issued Executive Order Number 3, which was to effectively free all enslaved people in the state of Texas. This is roughly 2.5 years after.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect. So, as I always say, any federal law is only as strong as the ability to enforce it. So Granger saw the opportunity for the U.S. Army to enforce the emancipation in June of 1865, actually on June 19th, 1865. And that is pretty much where the founding of Juneteenth was, because although Granger had nothing to do with what became this sort of cultural celebration, but it was the reaction of the formerly enslaved in Texas to recognize and celebrate their freedom. In subsequent years, they began to have community gatherings to do that. And it fell in line, really, with some of the earlier expressions of freedom and liberation and celebration and holidays that African Americans had adopted throughout the North, even before the Civil War, going all the way back to the 1790s. And what African Americans were doing was recognizing freedom of African people anywhere. So it really began with the adoption of what they called Haitian Day, which was to recognize the Haitian Revolution as early as 1791. They celebrated, and these were all sort of community and cultural celebrations, but they celebrated and recognized Abolition Day, which was to recognize the, in 1808, the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade by the U.S. military. And then later on, you know, Liberian Day, to recognize the independence of Liberia in the early 1830s. So Juneteenth sort of fell along this sort of pattern of African Americans really trying to grasp onto something that recognized their own freedom. I like to sort of put it in a context of in the early 1850s, Frederick Douglass began to do speeches around at colleges and in other gatherings throughout the North. And his speech was really to talk about what does the 4th of July mean to the Negro. And Douglass really talked about the lack of or the absence of true freedom on the part of people of African descent, and that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and all those things overlooked black freedom. And so that gave a lot more power to Juneteenth. African-Americans in Texas recognized that, and beginning, you know, in Galveston in 1865, and it just grew to where we are in 2025, and it's a national holiday.
Well, I appreciate the lesson in history, and I'm sure a lot of people did too. Sam, thank you very much, and give Andy Masick our best too down at the Heinz History Center.
I sure will.
Sam Black on the Big K Morning Show, who is the director of African American programming, again at the Heinz History Center, which is such a gem in this community in the Strip District. Is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, anchorman Paul Rasmussen on this Juneteenth, and more to come. And the passing of Lou Christie yesterday, somebody who had performed at the highest levels starting in the 60s, really when he was a teenager, passed at the age of 82.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
You have to wait for
it. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop. I can't stop myself.
Lightning, lightning again.
And you wonder how he was able to hit that high note even just recently, and most recently performed at the Benedum a couple of years ago.
I wonder if artists like Lou Christie and Frankie Avalon were an inspiration to the Bee Gees. I mean, they made a superstar career of falsettos.
Well, it's interesting because I think when people hear the music, you know, he was told to listen to the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli, and those high notes. So it's interesting how that worked. So I had a chance to talk to Lou Christie about being a Pittsburgher from Moon Township and what this town means to him.
In my mind, I always thought, well, when I get through with all that, I'm going to go back home. I always wanted to go back to Pittsburgh, and who the heck knows, I may end up there now. But I just love Pittsburgh because that's where I was raised, and my whole family was there, my aunts, my uncles, cousins, and they were just fantastic people. A lot of them aren't around anymore, but they all were right there helping Pittsburgh build America with the steel mills.
And you always wonder, Paul, where did it all begin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he became a sensation at a very young age.
Really started on a farm that my dad, we had about 109 acres dad owned in Glen Willard. Up on Spring Run Road, that whole top of, Glen Willard Heights is, they're talking about changing the name of it to my dad's name or their family name. Glen Willard Heights, yeah. Yeah, but it started there, and I went to Moon High School is where I graduated. And, you know, since I sang Away in the Manger in first grade, and that was in Glen Willard School, I thought, boy, this is nice. Because I love music. You know, there was music in the family everywhere. My mother sang, my dad sang, Amy and I sang. And then after 13 years, my mother and father had four other children. And so they all could sing, too. I mean, the whole family could sing. We just loved music.
And what about the name? Luigi Alfredo Giovanni Sacco. That would be hard to use that name as a budding professional singer, right?
Not only that they came up with the name, but when he found out about it, it's even more unusual.
Well, he did. I didn't like it because I had no idea that they were going to call me Lou Christie. I went in and I said, I think I'm going to change my name to something different and blah, blah, blah. They said, oh, no, the record's coming out today and it's Lou Christie. And I said, oh, gosh. And it was the record company in Pittsburgh that did it. My dad said, oh, I think it's great. It's going to bring you luck because it had Christ's name in it. And he was right. It brought me my first record with the name Lou Christie was The Gypsy Cried. It was my first million-selling record and the first song I ever wrote with Twyla, my writing partner. We kept writing after that, Two Faces of I and Lightning Strikes and so-and-so and on and on.
And so he was a superstar in the 60s, but as music comes and goes, what I was interested in, he was still packing places recently, and I asked him about the staying power of his music.
Well, it does, but I've been surrounded by it, you know, for my whole life. And when you have that kind of notability or a hit record in one of those great 45 records that we used to put out, I felt that way about, say, a McGuire sister record or a Peggy Lee record or a Perry Como record. Music was just something in my blood, and I can see how other people, you know, it's sort of a barometer of what you were doing in your life, you know, and I can see people when I walk on stage, you know, because I have to turn 17 again. And I notice that the audience goes right along with it because it's their lives. And that music was such a stamp on their own personal life. You know, they were either falling in love or falling out of love or going to school or trying to get to college or working at the some drug or working at the Greater Pittsburgh Airport or whatever, steel mill. But music is such a barometer for everyone. I see it every time I do an interview, every time I see people who recognize me or I walk on stage, they just light up when I start singing these records that I've had a chance to put out.
So even after all these years, people love the music.
And speaking of the records, I'd like to just dive down a little bit on that. He mentioned The Gypsy Cried, which is his first release, and it went to number 24. How often does that happen in the music industry?
Well, and back then, selling a million records
of course,
was a big deal.
That was followed up by Two Faces Have I, which reached number 6. This is in 1963. Lightning Strikes, though, is the one that stands out in 65. It went to number 1 here in the United States, but did you know that it hit number 11 in the UK, number 9 in Australia, and it was a number 1 song in Canada? He was an international star.
And just a teenager then. So the passing of Lou Christie at the age of 82. And next hour, somebody who worked with him, admired, and enjoyed a friendship, Frankie Avalon, will join us from Hollywood, California, right after the news at 9:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.